സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 35 വേഴ്സ് 40.
അനാദ്യ വിദ്യോദ്ഭവ ബുദ്ധി ബിംബിതഃ ജീവ പ്രകാശോയമിതീര്യതേ സ്ഥിതഃ ആത്മാധിയ സാക്ഷിതയാ പൃഥക് സ്ഥിതഃ ബുദ്ധ്യാ പരിച്ഛിന്ന പരസ്സ ഏവ ഹി
ലാർഡ് രാമ ടാക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് അധ്യാസ സൂപ്പർ ഇമ്പോസിഷൻ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ഹുച്ച് അധ്യാസ ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീയിങ് ഫേസ് problems in his or her own life. This adhyasa happens because of ajnana, ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of one's own nature. Atma ajnanam eva adhyasasya karanam. Atma means self. Ajnana means ignorance. Self-ignorance is the cause for superimposition. Superimposition of what on what? Superimposing something on something. We already saw that what is superimposition. Atasmin tad buddhihi. Seeing one thing as other, superimposing the attributes of one upon the other, is called adhyasana. How this superimposition happens in one's own nature? Lord Rama is talking here that point. Superimposition is happening like this. Very, very deep evolved topic this is. If we understand this, it is as good as understanding the entire Vedanta. So this is only is the crux of Vedanta actually. Where exactly the adhyasa happens? Because of which adhyasa I am suffering? For my suffering or misery or any sort of uneasiness or pain is because of this adhyasa. So now we have to diagnose exact mechanism of adhyasa at dashtanta level, at our own personality level. That's what we are seeing in 40th shloka. Anadi avidya udbhav buddhi bimbitaha. Anadi means beginningless time, that which is beginningless. Beginningless indicates a time. A time means what? So and so time it has started. Maya is that which is beginningless. You should not ask Maya when it is born. Maya when it is born, you should not ask. Maya never born. Maya never came in time. Therefore it is not born. It is not a thing that has come in time. then what is that na? It is there all the time. Anadi. Adi rahitam anartham. Anadi means what? No adi, no beginning. If you say it has no beginning, there is one more problem comes. Maya is also beginningless. From that beginningless time onwards, it is there all the time. Brahman also is all the time, Brahman is also there. Then there are two entities which are there from beginningless time. This question will come in our mind. Atma is also there from beginningless time, and Maya also is there from beginningless time. It has no beginning. Is it not a duality now? For that we say, we have to answer for such a question, Maya is not separately existing. Svatantrataya na asti. Maya is not existing separately. It is paratantram, independently existing. Maya is independently existing, you should not say Maya is dependently existing. Dependently existing means dependent on what? On Brahman. Brahman is independently existing from the beginning. Brahman is independently existing, Maya is always dependently existing. Whatever is dependently existing is mithya. Whatever is dependently existing is mithya. It is not satyam. Whatever is mithya is not countable. Mithya vastu is as good as non-existent. Therefore, there are no two beginningless entities. Mithya Maya is not countable as a second entity. Therefore, there are no two entities, beginningless entities, only one Brahman is there. This Maya is not really there. Then next question may come. Can we say Maya is not there? You are telling you should not count it. It is not really existing. It is as good as non-existing. Can we say Maya, such a Maya is non-existent? You cannot say it is non-existent also, because it is appearing. Maya is appearing. In what form it is appearing? In the form of nama rupa. Every nama rupa is a Maya's effect. Karyanumeya. Through karyam, the effect, the product, the world, you have to infer Maya. Maya is appearing in the form of jagat. Since it is appearing in the form of jagat, which is an effect, a product, you are experiencing, you cannot say it is not there. You cannot say it is really there, as real as Brahman also, you cannot say. At the same time, you cannot say it is not there also, because it is appearing. Therefore, you cannot say it is not there. Then what we have to say now? It is there and it is not there. You have to say, it is there and not there. How can you say like that? An object, if you want to say, it is there, you have to say, or it is not there. It is not there, you have to say. But you are telling it is there and not there. Sat and asat also. We don't say it is sat, asat. It is different from sat and asat. It is different from existence and non-existence. First category, it is existence, we should not say. Second category, it is non-existence also you cannot say. And the person may say, let me say existence and non-existence. Both can I say together? No, 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 you should not say. It is viruddham. Existent and non-existent cannot coexist together. Third point also you cannot say. Existent and non-existent, both can I say? Hot and cold. Hot and cold cannot exist together. Then what should I say? You should say the fourth category. It is the different from existent and non-existent. It is a category that which is neither existent nor non-existent. It is fourth category. Sat, asat, vilakshanam. Maya is what? Neither sat nor asat nor sadasat, but sadasat vilakshanam. It is sadasat vilakshanam. It is different from existent and non-existent. That category you have to say. என்னமோ புதுசா இருக்கேன்னா அதுதான் வேதாந்த. தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி வேதாந்த. வி ஆர் ஆல் ஸ்பெஷல். வேதாந்தின் இஸ் எ ஸ்பெஷல் ஸ்பெஷல் ஸ்பீஷி ஸ்பெஷல் ஸ்பீஷி. ஸோ சதசத் விலக்ஷணம். வி காயின் எ நேம் அனிர்வச்சனீயம் inexplicable. That sadasad vilakshanam, how you define? Indefinable. You cannot explain sadasad vilakshanam. You cannot explain. Inexplicable is another English name for anirvachaniyam. Please, can you explain me anirvachaniyam? If you understand that word anirvachanayam, you will not ask that question. Nirvachanayam means explicable. I said it is anirvachanayam. After hearing my word anirvachanayam, please explain about that sadasad vilakshanam. It is inexplicable. No further question and artham. Inexplicable. Therefore, that அனாதி வேர்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ப்ராப்பர்லி. புரியுது? அனாதி மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் லாங் டைம் மாயா இஸ் தேர் சுவாமினி. மாயா இஸ் பிளேயிங் வித் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ். மாயா இஸ் நாட் பிளேயிங். மாயா கேனாட் பிளே. ஓகே, சோ பிகாஸ் யூ டோன்ட் நோ வாட் இஸ் மாயா, தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் பிளேயிங். யூ ஆர் திங்கிங் அனாதி அவித்யா. திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அவித்யா. This is called avidya, ignorance. What is that ignorance? Not knowing that maya anadi as sadasad vilakshanam anirvachaniyam. That is called avidya. Now your avidya has gone. Regarding anadi maya, gone. So anadi avidya udbhava born buddhi bimbitaha. The reflection is born out of the beginningless ignorance, buddhi bimbitaha, the intellect, the reflection is formed. Buddhi bimbitaha means what? Bimbitaha means that consciousness, chitaha, buddhi bimbitaha. This is the reflected consciousness. Buddhibimbitaha chitaha, the consciousness reflected in the buddhi. Then what it is called? Reflected consciousness. So that reflected consciousness is the reflection of consciousness which is reflecting in the buddhi medium. Who is this reflection? Jivaha iti iritaha. It is known as jiva. Jivaha prakashaha. Anmaya, you have to do this way. Ayam chitaha prakashaha means the reflection of this consciousness in that buddhi which is formed, udbhavaha, which is formed because of anadi avidya, it is formed. Really speaking, both are different. The reflection and that buddhi, both are prithak. Atma dhiyaha sakshitaya prithak sthitaha. Atma, the self, dhiyaha, from that intellect, prithak sakshitaya sthitaha. It is remaining there, this Atma, as the witness consciousness, sakshitaya, as a witnesser. The self, from the intellect, it is standing apart as a witness consciousness. Prithakstitaha. Prithakstitaha means don't take space-wise. Deshataha, distance. Space-wise distance you should not take. You have to take, even though they are very close together, intimate, Atma and Buddhi, both are close together, one cannot touch other. Because of, just as the dream water cannot touch the waker who is sleeping. Like this, Dhiya and Sakshi, that both cannot be touched each other. They cannot come across each other. Order of reality is different. Prithakstitaha. Buddhya aparichinnaha saha jivaha paraha evahi. Buddhya aparichinnaha means, if I give one example, you come to know. As long as the pot is there, the space is confined in this pot, enclosed space. This is enclosed space. It is parichinna akashah. Confined, limited, located, localized space. Once you remove the pot, you break the pot, that localized space will become one with all total space. Clear? If now this akasha is parichinna akasha. Parichinna akasha. Limited akasha. Limited space. Because of limitation is because of pot. Once you break the pot, you need not break the pot. You understand there is no pot. Isn't it? There is no pot. Pot cannot limit the space. Really speaking, pot cannot limit the space. Space is outside, inside also. You should not say space is in the pot. What you should say? Pot is in the space. Instead of saying space is in the pot, you should say pot is in the space. Similarly, here also, in this fourth line you see, the Atma Chaitanyam Buddhya Aparichinnaha. If it is Parichinnam means it is confined in this Buddhi, Parichinnam, limited. As long as it is limited by the Buddhi, Ahankara, I superimpose all the Buddhi qualities upon me, the Atma. If I understand I am not limited by this buddhi part, I am not limited by this buddhi part. What we are telling in buddhi, the witness, consciousness, atma, sakshi, reflection is formed. Last class, do you remember? Ghatakasha, jalakasha. Ghatakasha, jalakasha. So jalakasha is temporary, reflection is formed of the space, but it is not permanent. May you understand that ghatakasha is original, all the time it is there. Similarly, Atma is not entering in the buddhi. Atma is all pervading. since it is all pervading, it is available in buddhi also. Now you should not say atma is in buddhi. All buddhis are in atma. All buddhis are in atma. If you say you have lot of buddhi in artha, instead of saying atma is in the buddhi antakaranam, if you say all buddhis, intellects are in the atma, not that atma is reflecting in the buddhi, really speaking. Okay, now what point we have to understand here, that jiva is none other than the reflected consciousness in the mind, which is born out of maya. Up to this you understand in this sloka, it is enough. I said, much more I have to say, in the beginning, it is anadi, there are two things, you should not think like that. Brahman alone is there, that anirvachaniyam, sadasad vilakshanam, all these things, these are the points extra I want to tell you. I have completed that. Now, jiva is there. I am a jiva. Okay? I am a jiva. Generally, people think, no? I am a jiva. Who is this jiva? Rama says, jiva is none other than components. Five components. You remember the five fingers? RM1, RM2, RM3, plus RC and OC. Medium, three mediums. Karana Sariram, Sukshma Sariram and Sthula Sariram. You remember, no? GB, SB, CB. And gross body, subtle body and causal body. Because of these mediums, the reflected consciousness is formed. This reflected consciousness in these mediums alone is called jivaha. The reflection is real. How this reflection has formed? Because of the medium and original consciousness. So original consciousness is satyam, nityam. Because of this medium, RC is formed jivaha, ahankara, chidabhasa. And saying, I am, I am, I am. OC cannot say Shuddha Chaitanyam, cannot say anything. Shuddha Chaitanyam is OC. What you can say, this Chaitanyam, Ashuddha Chaitanyam, don't know. Huh? Once OC is Shuddha Chaitanyam, RC must be what? Adulterated. RC, Antakkarana Pratibimba Chaitanyam, Jivahana. Antakkarana Pratibimba, say Pratibimba means reflection. Chaitanya means consciousness. So, Antakkarana Pratibimba Chaitanyam. Buddhi is the medium, RC is the Pratibimba Chaitanyam. Okay, that Pratibimba Chaitanyam alone is called Jivaha. Now, who am I? Ahankara, Chidabhasa, Pratibimba Chaitanyam, associated with the mediums, three mediums. Sula, Sukshma, Karana, mediums. Ahankara is formed because of Chit, Chit Pratibimba. But I am taking this Ahankara as real. How I am doing that? Next sloka. Rama says, the drama continues. Todarum. Next sloka. Lord Rama further explain. Sloka number 41.
Chidbimba sakshyat madhiyam prasangatah. Svekatr vasadalalakta lohavat. Anyonya madhyasa vashat pratiyate. Anyonya
jada jada tvam cha siddhatma chetasoho adhyasa further continuation siddhimba sakshatma dhyam prasangataha. This adhyasa happens because of prasangataha. Prasangataha means sannidhyam, togetherness, proximity, samparkam. Prasangataha panchamyarthe tasi, because of prakarshena atishayena sangat sannidhyat, because of nearness, closeness. Closeness of what and what? Closeness of chit bimba sakshatma dhyam. Dhyam means medium reflecting, medium buddhi, and chit bimba sakshatma. Atma means mind. Chit bimba, mind in which the chit is reflecting. Sakshatma means here akshaihi indriyaihi sahitaha sakshaha. Sakshaha eva sakshi in artham. That mind which is associated with pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, antakaranam buddhi, manasu, chittam, all are together. You cannot separate them. So indriyaihi saha vartate iti sakshaha. Akshaihi means here all sense organs. Mind is nothing but antahkaranam. Mind cannot function without sense organs. It cannot know anything. It requires all sense organs. Therefore, in that mind, the reflection is formed. Therefore, siddhimba sakshatma, siddhimba sakshatma dhyam. So, intellect and this reflected consciousness, who is known as jiva. Jiva and intellect are both are together, very close. Your reflection and your mirror, how much they are having distance? Your reflection, reflected face and mirror, how much distance is there between both of them? No distance. Similarly, buddhi mirror, it's its reflection, jiva. How much distance? No distance. If buddhi is not there, the reflection is not formed, isn't it? So, this reflection is formed. So, buddhi, meaning both are together. Prasangataha, both are together. Irkutame, both are together, what is there now? Because of that togetherness only the problem you have mistaken. Because of togetherness. Ekatra vasat. But they both are together. Tu ekatra means svekatra. They are together. Because they are proximate, they are close. Ekatra vasat. Staying under the same roof. Staying under the same roof. Ekatra vasat. If you don't understand, one example I will give you, Lakshmana. Listen. Analakta lohavat, they are very close like analakta lohavat. Loha means iron ball. Iron ball, loha means metal, iron. That iron ball, loha, analakta, associated with fire. Aktam means vyaptam. Analena, aktam, vyaptam yat loham tat analakta lohaha tadvat analakta lohavat. analaha eva, as though it appears like fire. You put iron ball, short put, you take short put, no, short put iron ball, you put in the fire and you say fireball. You say what? Fireball. Is a fireball, fire is in the ball shape or iron is fire? Fireball you are telling. The ball shape of the iron you have given to the fire. And the fire, the heat and the light you have superimposed upon the ball, iron ball. Carefully listen. When you see the iron ball which is burning, which is red in color, hot in its nature, therefore you say fireball. How do you say fireball? Because it is having prakasha, light, it has got heat. So the ball shape of the iron you have given to fire. The heat and light of the fire you have superimposed upon the ball. Then you have mixed both. What do you say? Fireball. The fire word belongs to analaha, the fire. The ball shape belongs to iron. This side fire, this side ball, you mix up. What? Fireball. Iron ball can be fire. A fire can be a ball. Then how we have done that? Because that iron ball appearing as red and heat both are there. Therefore the light and heat both are there. And I superimpose the ballness of the ball upon the fire. Fireness I superimpose upon the iron ball. Analartha lohavat. Your usage of the word is what? Iron ball, then you have to say. Or you have to say fire. You should say either fire or ball. But why you mix fireball? Why you mix those two words? That is called abhyasa, superimposition. The attributes of the ball, roundness. The fire is appearing in what shape? Round. Fire is having any shape? The round shape of that ball you are superimposing upon the fire. Fire appearing as round. The iron ball is appearing shining, black iron ball. No? Black iron ball appearing as what? Red in color. The redness belong to whom? Fire. So I am superimposing the redness of the fire upon the ball. Now superimposition we are doing now. Analakta lohavat tadvat. That is what in Kathopanishad also. Rupam rupam pratirupo babhuvan. When the fire is burning sort of object, the fire appears in that shape of that object. Fire doesn't have any form. So it takes a rupam of, if it is burning a door, fire appears in the door form. It burns the desk, it appears in the desk form. No? Same way, here also, analakta lohavat, what we are doing, that is drishtanta. You have understood drishtanta well? One more point also. Water, when you put on the stove, water take only one quality of the fire. Water take the one quality of the fire. What is that? Heat. But water never takes the light of the fire, brightness of the fire. Why? Don't ask why. It is its nature. Water borrows only heat from the fire. But the iron ball borrows two qualities, heat and light. Heat and light both this iron ball grasps. But water grasps only one quality of the fire, that is heat. This point is important for the next line. That's why munna ipdi solli vechikuren. Okay, now look into the third line. Analakta lohavatu over. First line, Siddhimba Sakshatma Dhyam Prasangataha over. Both are very close. Fire and iron ball together. Like that, here also, this Pratibimba Chaitanyam and this Buddhi, both are together. Once both are together, what happens? Anyonya Adhyasa Vashat Pratiyate Jada Jadatvam Cha Siddhatma Chaitasoho. Anyonya Adhyasa, mutual transference. Mutual, anyonya means mutual. Adhyasa means superimposition. Mutual transference of attributes. Mutual transference of attributes, just like the fire and iron ball, they have transferred their attributes mutually. The roundness of the ball is transferred to the fire. The redness of the fire, heat of the fire is transferred to the iron ball. Like that, here also, jada ajadatvam siddhatma chetasoho. This siddhatma, this reflected consciousness has got chit, means chaitanyam, ajadatvam, sentiency. This siddhatma ajadatvam chetasaha jadatvam. Chetasaha na buddhi is inert. Buddhi, antakkaranam, is inert by itself. Because of the proximity, togetherness, see, that fireball, that iron ball can get the heat and the redness only when it is together. Just the iron ball cannot get the heat and light. Just fire cannot get the shape of that round ball shape. But what is the condition? To get that attributes to superimpose each other or transfer each other, the togetherness is important, closeness is important, proximity is important, that condition is important. Similarly, here also, buddhi and that reflected consciousness, which is reflecting, both are together. Because this is the medium and the reflection is formed, and buddhi is inert, this inertness of the buddhi superimposed upon to that jiva. And the jiva, who is jiva? Reflected consciousness. The chetanam of that jiva given to buddhi. Okay. So, jadatvam of the buddhi superimposed upon that chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. And chetanatvam of that chidabhasa, chit is there, no? Chidabhasa, as your face, so your reflection. Isn't it? As your face, so your reflection. As the consciousness, so the reflection. So the sentiency is borrowed by the buddhi. Ajadatvam of the chidabhasa borrowed by buddhi. Jadatvam of buddhi is borrowed by chidabhasa. Both of them are sharing. Jada ajadatvam. Siddhatma chetasoho. Chetasohana buddhi. Siddhatma means reflected consciousness. Jada ajadatvam pratiyate. Sentiency and insentiency both are transferred each other. In sentiency of this reflected consciousness, reflected consciousness is having sentiency or not? It is there. That is why ahankara has come. Aham, aham, we say no, ahankara. That chetanatvam is given to the inert buddhi, and the inertness of the buddhi is superimposed upon the jiva. I, the jiva. Who am I now? Come on. What are all superimpositions? There, roundness, heat. Here, both of them have transformed each other, the attributes. Now, what are all attributes that are transformed here? The Chidabhasa, Aham, I am, Ahankara, this Ahankara is telling, I am, what? I am old. I am old. The oldness, the age of the Sthula Shariram, this Ahankara has taken. It has superimposed upon this Ahankara. And this Jada Shariram has taken the sentiency, started walking. Jada Shariram has borrowed the sentiency and started walking. Instead of saying Ahankara, Papa, body is fat, this Ahankara says what? I am fat. This fatness of the Sthula Shariram is borrowed by this Jiva. Ahankara, I the Jiva. Who is the Jiva? I the Jiva, Ahankara, say what? My body is fat. And then you say, what I say? I am fat. I am fat. The fatness of the body, medium, superimposed upon me and I say, I am fat. I am overweight. Siddhabhasa, overweight. Ahankarma, overweight. Jiva is overweight or body is overweight? Body is medium. Inert body. I am old. I am ill. I am not well. I am ill. Who is ill? Body is sick. Body is sick. I am not sick. But the sickness of the body, I superimpose upon myself. I am sad. I am sad. Belong to Sukshma Sarira. I am happy. That I am Ahankara takes the Ajadaktvam. This Jadaktvam mind, Jada Manas, I take and I take the defects of the mind. I am sad, I am happy, I have depression, I am unhappy. All this Raga, Dvesha, Kama, Krodha, Unna, Runda, Velour, all I superimpose. Instead of saying, my body is old, body is sick, mind is having problem, mind is suffering, mind is having Raga, Dvesha, but I say what? I have Raga, Dvesha. I superimpose to the, I give the I-ness to the mind. I and my mind both are together doing vyavahara. And samsara, continuation. That is this what happening. Therefore, this non-body is, mind is, that easiness is borrowed from this ahankara, the reflected consciousness. So chit is there, chidabhasala chit irka illaya. And the chit vandodane naan an solrom. Naan irken. In the irken angrade borrowed from the chaitanyam. The chaitanyam, existence and chit consciousness borrowed from the this jiva, original jiva, lakshyartha jiva. Lakshyartha jiva is OC. Okay, vachyartha jiva is RC. Implied jiva is OC. OC means what? RC can be formed without OC. Therefore, but I take RC as real, reflection as real, ahankara jiva as real. This jiva is what? The jiva is nothing but ahankara. Ahankara is nothing but reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness is real or unreal? Unreal. Reflection is formed because of original consciousness. Original consciousness is real. So this reflected consciousness, which is unreal, jiva is unreal, but taken, borrowed the existence and consciousness from the original and has forgotten, borrowed and forgotten and dancing with these three shariravs. Padu maname padu na. Kashtapattindirka. Inda ahankaram da karanam. Adukku da unnoda ahankaram cheppal kuda vittittu va nu solradhu karanam. Puriyudha ipo? நம்ம அது விடமாட்டோம். திஸ் அகங்கார் ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் க்ளோஸ், கொஞ்சம் பெண்ட் பண்ணுன்னு சொன்னேன். சின்முத்ரா, வாட் ஐ செட், சின்முத்ரா. யூ பெண்ட் யுவர் அகங்காரா, டோன்ட் மிக்ஸ் வித் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். கொஞ்ச நேரம், ஒன் அவர் அட்லீஸ்ட், ஒன் அவர் ரிமூவ் த ஹார்ன் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் அகங்காரா. அப்போ என்ன ஆகும்னா, அது கொஞ்சம் பெண்ட் ஆகி, ஆமா நான் ஓசி தான், இந்த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் வந்து போய் மித்யா, தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ நீட் நாட் அசோசியேட் வித் தீஸ் த்ரீ பாடிஸ் மேட்டர். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீடியம், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஓசி, திஸ் ஆர்சி இஸ் ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் த மிடில். ஐ எம் டேக்கிங் திஸ் அகங்காரா ஆஸ் ரியல், அண்ட் திஸ் அகங்காரா இஸ் ரியல் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ஸ்தூல சரீரம், ஹஸ்பண்ட். ஐ எம் ஹஸ்பண்ட், ஐ எம் ஒய்ஃப், ஐ எம் ஃபாதர். தென் இமோஷனல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், இது தாண்டி அகங்கார மமக்கார தேகாபிமான மனஅபிமான அப்புறம் குட்டி எல்லா அபிமான எல்லாமே வந்தாச்சு. இதெல்லாம் சத்தியமோ சத்தியம், பரம சத்தியம். குரு சொன்னாலும் கூட உங்களுக்கு என்ன தெரியும் சுவாமினி, நீ வந்து சன்னியாசினி, உங்களுக்கு ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது. எவ்ரி ஒன் திங்ஸ் லைக் தட் ஓன்லி. ஆஹ், அந்த அம்மாக்கு என்ன தெரியும் நம்ம சம்சார கஷ்டம், அவங்களுக்கு என்ன தெரியும் நம்ம கஷ்டம் இல்ல, குழந்தை படிப்பு எல்லாம் மணி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் நமக்கு தானே தெரியும். ஆமா இல்லன்னு யாரு சொன்ன, ஆல் ஆர் ரியல் ஓன்லி பட் நாட் அப்சல்யூட்லி ரியல். தட்ஸ் வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு சே, தேர் ஆல் தேர் ரிலேட்டிவ்லி ரியல் பட் ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி. தட் இஸ் எ டிராமா, தட் இஸ் எ டிராமா. ஜடம் அஜடத்வம் ச ஜடாஜடம், ஜடம் ஜட அஜட. ஜட மீன்ஸ் வாட், இனர்த், இனர்த்னஸ் ஆஃப் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் I superimpose upon myself. எப்படி என்ன, I am deluded, I am deluded, I am deluded, mind is deluded. Mind delusion, why you are superimposing upon yourself? I am totally deluded, Swamini. Totally, adhi uda. Totally deluded. This I am belongs to Jiva. Delusion belongs to mind. இந்த ரெண்டு mix பண்ணி I am deluded. Fireball மாதிரி. I am belongs to, I is consciousness. Am is existence. Existence and I, the consciousness, both Sat and Chit belongs to original consciousness. And this Ahankara borrowed that Sat and Chit from this OC. After borrowing this Sat and Chit, I say I am, I the consciousness, am existence, naan iruken, naan iruken. Eppadi iruken? Mailapur la iruken. And the naan associating with the family, children, everything. And I have punya, papa, I have sukha, dukha, I have old age, I am very old, nobody taking care of me. Inna? In the because of oneness with the body, mind, body has got so many defects. Mind has got so many limitations. Mind limitations, body limitations, keep to them only. Never identify. When they are together, you cannot separate. You cannot separate them. But understand, the fire is that heat and light, because of fire, it is not belong to the ball, iron ball. Similarly, the fire shape, that shape, round shape belongs to the ball, not to the fire. அப்படி தனித்தனியா பார்க்கணுமா வேண்டாமா? Fireball னு சொல்லி சொன்னா தப்பு இல்ல. Fireball, 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 doesn't matter. But intellectually you must understand what? That fire, the word belongs to the fire. The redness, the heat in the round ball belongs to the fire. The ball shape belongs to the iron. இது இப்படி போடு, அது அப்படி போடு. You use it. Fireball, you use it. No problem. Doesn't matter. Because it is appearing, no? Fireball is together appearing. Can you separate? ஃபயரை வெடிச்சு பால் பாலை பிரிக்க முடியுமா என்ன? ஒன்னா இருக்கு. ஐ எம் சீயிங், ஐ எம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் ஃபயர் பால். நோ நோ சாமி, ஐ வாண்ட் டு செப்பரேட். என்ன? யூ கேன் நாட் செப்பரேட் இட். They are together, very close. Enjoy that. Enjoy that fireball. Really, it's so beautiful. Is it not? Instead of black iron ball, this fireball is so beautiful. Enjoy it. But intellectually, understand the shape of this ball I superimpose upon the fire. The heat and light of the fire I am superimposing upon the ball. Both are interchanging. But don't take it, ball is having real heat, ball is having real light. Don't take like that. If you take that real heat and light of the fire real in the iron ball, you will be heated up. You will be heated up. That is wrong. Similarly, fire is appearing like a ball. Fire is appearing like a ball. It is not a ball shape. Fire doesn't have ball shape. Ball will be rolled away. You will be rolled away if you take it as real. So see it as separately, intellectual. Adhe madri, I am, the jiva is originally atma chaitanyam only. I am not the body mind complex. The jiva ahankara playing mother role. OC plus body mind complex. Every role is having two, OC plus RM. Every role is having OC plus RM. Role is called Ahankara, Chidabhasa. There is no role at all without OC, without a medium. Are you a husband or wife without body, mind? Can you be husband, wife without existence and consciousness? Huh? Inna? Swami, innu puriyalanna. Are you a mother without a body of mind? Are you a mother without existence and consciousness? Tell me now. When you are playing the mother role, mother is nothing but the body is included, mind is included, mother is existing, mother is conscious of. Yes? Father also apply same thing. Son also, body mind complex, OC. The sun roll, mixture of OC plus RM, 1, 2, 3. Daughter means roll, daughter roll. OC plus RM, RM 1, 1, 2, 3. Every roll is a mixture. Shishya, why not Shishya? Shishya roll. Shishya roll is RC. This RC is because of what? Medium and OC. Okay? The mixture is, role is unreal. Clear? Role is temporary, unreal. Okay, because of that association of medium and OC, they have come together, this role has formed. Shishya role. Body, mind complex plus OC, Shishya role. OC plus body mind complex, guru role. Why not guru? Guru role. Now every role is what? Jivaha. Jiva is mithya. Role is mithya. Ahankara, jiva, manas pratibimbita chaitanyam, that sakshi chaitanyam is mithya, but pure OC is satyam. Body mind medium is body mind medium is matter, mithya, anityam, asatyam. This role is also asatyam, mithya. Then who am I? I am pure consciousness existence. Pure consciousness existence cannot claim I am consciousness, I am existence. Pure consciousness can never claim I am consciousness principle, I am existence principle. Shuddha Chaitanyam can never claim. Then who can claim I am pure consciousness? the role can claim. Shishya role, after coming mother role, father role, after those roles, come to a shishya role and sit in front of guru role. And guru says, tat tvam asi. Guru says, and shishya should say what? Aham brahma asmi. Now go to guru.
Guru sakashadapi medavakyatah. Sanjata vidyanubhavo nirikshatam. Svatmanam atmastham upadivarjitam. Yajedashesham jadamatma gocharam.
With this, Rama completes his teaching. Next shloka onwards only niridhyasana. So one has to approach his or her own guru and study shastra. Guroho sakashat. Veda vakyataha api. You have to approach guru, a traditional acharya who teaches mahavakya. Veda vakyataha means mahavakyataha. By mahavakya vichara, tattvamasi mahavakya vichara, sanjata vidyanubhavaha nirikshatam. May you claim that I am Brahman. The role is very important to claim Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, without Guru, you cannot understand. Tat Tvam Asi Mahavakya Vichara. To understand this, what? The role. Now, role is important or not? Very, very, very important. Therefore, come with your role only next class, then we will see this. Then next topic, 43 to 51, Niridhyasana topic. So with this shloka is very, very important shloka. We'll see more in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.